Hello, this is Dr. Daniel Goldberg, completing an endoscopy report on Vivo, date of birth 1-10-2002, date of procedure February 1st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Daniel Goldberg, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Is self-referred. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and hemoclip deployment times 1. Indication is heparin, dysphagia. And description of procedure form consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug or as well as the possibility of miscegenation, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. The patient is brought to endoscopy, placed in left lateral position, sedated per anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care. Well lubricated with video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct provision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examinations made of the stomach. Of the duodenal bulb. Second portion of the duodenum. Stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, or retroflex 2 is obtained in the cardio period, or section from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. Patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Finding the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line. There was evidence of a slightly greater than 10 millimeter tongue of salmon colored mucosa noted at the Z line at 37 centimeters from the bite block. Common biopsies were obtained for histology. Next sign. Proximal and distal biopsies were obtained to rule out EOE. Next sign. EOE given the dysphagia. Next line. There was patchy. Gastric erythema noted, common biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2. Biopsies were obtained for histology and to rule out celiac disease. Please go back to the gastric erythema portion. Note, following one of the biopsies, the patient was noted to have a significant amount of bleeding from the biopsy site. Decision was made to hemoclip this area. For hemostasis with good hemostasis achieved. At the end of the findings, also please note, patient did have a significant amount, patient did have easy bleeding after all biopsies, however, all sites were reevaluated and did eventually clot off plan. Follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend continuation of PPI daily. Next line, discuss with patient if she has a bleeding disorder given findings during biopsies on endoscopy. Comma, patient does note that she does have easy bleeding from wound sites. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.